Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Gotta change my answering machine now that I'm alone, 'cause right now it says that we can't come to the phone. 'Cause you walk. And I know it makes no sense, 'cause you walked out the door, but it's the only way I hear your voice anymore. And I'm so sick of love songs, so tired of tears, so done with wishing you were still here. I'm so sick of love songs, so sad and slow. So why can't I turn off the radio? Because you're listening to Daily Notes by Nathan Cassidy. Yeah, I've got to fix the calendar. Sorry, I'm all over the place at the moment. I've been ill the last couple of days. It came on very quickly. Tiredness, headaches, fever, nausea. I hit the cold wind and I shook uncontrollably. Like a flu, but not a flu, because I could still move around. So, but anyway, the one thing I do in this situation is I don't go anywhere near a doctor. I'm not sure how the health service is in your country, but in this country, they won't give a shit. They won't give a shit about this kind of thing in this country. Even though flu is probably one of the biggest killers. Anyway, last time I had symptoms like this, I figured it was a urinary tract infection. So I handed in a urine sample into the doctors, and she called me up and she said, "Have you been having sex recently?" And I said, "Well, I'm Nathan Cassidy. Does that answer your question?" And she said, "Who?" No, she said, you haven't really got an infection, but I have seen trace bacteria. And I can't remember the name of what she said, but it was something like bacteria, pooey pooey, penis up the bummy bummy. So, in short, I don't want to go back to the doctors. It's embarrassing. So I kind of self-diagnosed a urinary tract infection and was happy with that. You know, as with virtually everything, you know, mental or physical, give it 3 days and you'll be better, or you'll have something much, much worse to worry about. Anyway, the days have gone on and I had similar symptoms to urinary tract infection, but no problems downstairs, if you know what I mean. I could piss easily in the kitchen, that's what that means. So I thought, it's not a UTI, is it? I mentioned it to my doctor friend and he said, "You know what it sounds like to me? You know what it sounds like to me, Nathan? COVID." Of course! Of course, fucking COVID! How easy we forget COVID! That's a blast from the past, isn't it? And he said, "We're seeing a lot more COVID recently, but no one gives a shit anymore. The news agenda has moved on." So anyway, I did a test. Negative. And my friend said, "I tell you what it is, Nathan. Hay fever." What? Even though it has none of the symptoms of hay fever? I know you're listening. That's not the worst. One other friend genuinely said, because of the shaking, "Well, you could have early onset Parkinson's." Shut the fuck up! I just need a good sleep. I'm knackered. And I had a good sleep, and I'm a bit better today. I'm better. So fuck you all. I had none of those things, did I? Amateur doctors. I just needed a good sleep. All things can be cured for by a good, long sleep. I promise you. Even death. A good long sleep will see death off. So on that happy note, sleep well, my friends. You haven't got COVID. You haven't got Parkinson's. Unless you have. You haven't got COVID, unless you have. You haven't got a UTI, unless you have. Just don't listen to your friends. Or doctors. Everyone knows absolutely fuck all. Lots of love. I need to sleep.